You are listening to the Anfield Humidor podcast. My name is Brian, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, the just finished all his whiskey, just went to Disney, Mickey Mouse loving, Minnie Mouse loving, bashful loving guy, Andrew. Take it away, Andrew.
Take it away.
Take it away!
You took it away for all of us. Five burps in. Just because you made a new studio doesn't mean you get to act like Mr. High and Mighty.
How about this studio, bro?
The studio's pretty nice.
What do you think?
I love it, dude. I love it.
All right, tell us about the show.
We had a great episode today.
Do we?
We had a subpar episode today. We had a good episode today. Some good laughs. We had some poems. We had a new segment that premiered today, which I think we're probably going to do again.
I think so.
So it's worth a listen to. And it was a good episode. A lot of fun. A lot of laughs. Some good Liverpool talk in there.
Yep.
Maybe six or seven burps. So it was good.
I burped a lot, people. It's going to happen. It happens, right? Guys, if you listen to this podcast, please give us a like, a subscribe, a follow. Okay? We thrive on those. It'll help us grow, which means we can give you
a lot more burps and better content.
We can give you a lot more content. If you leave a written review, we will read it on the podcast, as you see in this podcast. We have a written review by the name Squishy Nips.
Squishy Nips.
We may or may not know him. I don't know.
I think we know.
You think we know him?
We're pretty sure.
Ugh. Hey, it's a review nonetheless. Okay.
We'll take it.
Guys, enjoy this episode. Andrew is back from Disney, and we are in a brand new studio.
Yo, this is amazing.
What do you think?
You went a little above and beyond.
You did.
A little bit, I would say. But it's good.
What do you think?
I like it. I love it. But you said that we're going to do something small, and then your first message to me was, I went a little above and beyond. I went a little overboard with the studio setup.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's good, though.
That's what I do. You got to get your mic to where when you're looking at me, you're talking into it. See what I'm saying? Like you got to move the whole thing.
This is new to me. I'm used to doing this in a Dodge Ram, bro.
I understand that. Move the whole thing this way towards me.
Okay.
Yep. And then turn it towards you. Okay. That way when you're look at me. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, this makes more sense.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
All right. How was Disney? Was it fun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
You got me when I'm going for whiskey and cigars. No, it was a good time.
All right.
It was good to get away.
Thanks, man. Cheers. Cheers, bro.
Salute. First episode not in a Dodge Ram.
Well, that's good. I might not have the same feel to it, though. We're not in a truck. Should we tell them where we are?
We can legally drink. Yeah, we're in a really nice studio.
Really nice studio. Yeah.
Look at it. I mean, come on.
All right, guys. Well, we have a great show for you today. We just won 3-1 against Newcastle, which we're going to get to that in a second. Go Liverpool. We got our top three, worst three. We got poetry today. We have a contest winner. But first, we're going to go into a brand new segment, okay, called Real News, Fake News, or Real Fake News.
That sounds like Donald Trump. Real Fake News.
Real Fake News.
Yeah, kind of leaning on that conservative side still.
Which one do you like better?
Real News, Fake News.
Yeah. Real News, Fake News, or Real Fake News.
Real News, Fake News.
He doesn't
news.
Like either one.
I don't like either one of those titles. He sees through me like a book.
All right, so I do. So in this new segment, Real Fake News, one of us, you're not going to know who, is going to give three Liverpool FC news headlines, okay?
Okay.
One of us is going to give three fake Liverpool headlines that the other person wrote for the other person, okay? And it's up to you at home to decide which one's real or not. You know, I don't know.
I haven't seen any of these.
You haven't seen them, no. Okay, so I'm going to go first, and who knows? Am I reading the real ones or the fake ones? Let's see. This is number one. After sustaining a knee injury in July, Academy kid Paul Glatzel has just signed a new long-term contract with Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp has just won the Premier League Manager of the Month for the month of August. It is the fourth time he's won the award, having also taken the award in September 2016, December 2018, and March 2019. After injuring his calf during the match against Norwich City, Alisson may return to first team after the mid-October international break, with Naby Keita only a week away from his possible return from injury. Andrew, what do you have for us?
coming at you live. You like that?
I love that.
Jurgen Klopp shows disappointment in the club after Liverpool chef burns his cheese sandwich.
Can you guys start over? No, guy, go for it. Go for it hard.
Jurgen Klopp shows disappointment in the club after Liverpool chef burns his cheese sandwich. Club looks to save over £1 million per year by making first team players fill their own divots after each match. Club puts a 1-year ban on locker room towel whipping matches after Virgil sprained his ankle trying to catch Mane after Liverpool's win over Newcastle on Saturday.
All right, so those are your news headlines.
His cheese sandwich.
His cheese sandwich.
How do you burn a cheese? You mean grilled cheese sandwich?
I think they just call them cheese sandwiches in England.
Oh boy,
I could be wrong, but you know, it's like I said, it's up to you to figure out which one's real,
which one's fake.
Yeah, which one's real or fake? You got the cheese sandwich. You got the, they got to fill their own divots now.
Mm.
The first team players. So Virgil, if he makes a little line in the turf there, he's got to go fill it himself.
He's definitely going to Barcelona then.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? Oh, please no. Please no. all right, let's get into top three, worst three. What do we got?
You want me to tell you yours
first? Yeah, tell me mine right now.
All right. Top three. We're going to have to go with top three Liverpool combos you want to see inside the box before a goal. So you're watching a Liverpool match. They're inside the box. What two Liverpool teammates do you want to see a combo between? Like a pass to a goal. What two players do you want up in the box?
So I got
to
give you three.
Three combinations.
Okay. That's easy.
That's good. I figured I'd give you redemption after the YouTube videos.
Yeah, well, I came up with two. That was the worst question.
Top three.
And then you made fun of stutterers. Nah, I missed you too much, man. Too much.
It's been too long.
Ugh. You know how long I've been waiting to do this?
9 days.
Was it nine days?
9 days.
Oh. Do you know after you left, I had this whole studio set up about a day and a half after you left.
Really? It took you one day.
So it's been sitting here for 7 days.
You used it.
Did I?
Yeah, with your kid.
Yeah, I did.
Sent me a little little teaser.
That was fun.
So that's my top three for you.
All right, my top three for you is, what are your top three favorite comedians that you've seen at the Comedy Cellar? And we could look up names.
You gotta help me with names.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
You gotta help me with the names.
We could look up the names. That's not a problem. Keep this. You know, two fingers.
A shocker.
Two fingers. So what does Joe Rogan say?
A fist.
Hey,
keep it a fist from your face.
Don't you love it when he has to say that to someone like Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders. Keep this mic.
Hey,
a
Bernie,
fist
can
from
you keep
face.
That? Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, let's get into this game. That was a 3-1 win over Newcastle. Want me to start? You want to start?
A good game.
It was a great game. I'd have to say that the first 20 minutes of that game, Liverpool were stale, right? Pretty stale, but you got to give it up to Newcastle.
I mean, they showed that defense.
If you go rewatch that game, you have, whenever Trent or Rabo get a ball passed to them, instantly there was a Newcastle player to defend them.
Yeah.
And even when they weren't getting the ball, You got to watch the Newcastle defense. The constant pointing at Trent. Oh, they kept pointing. He's wide open. Get close to him. And then, you know, you would think that if they're so worried about the fullbacks, that they are now going to open up the middle of the field, and they didn't.
Yeah, they
kept tight. That, I tell you what, that first 20 minutes, you got to give it up to Newcastle. But then the next 70 minutes.
Got to give it to Liverpool.
Got to give it up to Liverpool, to baby. Reds, what's your baby. Favorite scarf on that wall right there?
I mean, the Champions of Europe one's got a good story. Oh. It's got a good story.
I almost burnt it already.
You can't burn these.
For those of you watching on video, for those of you not watching on video, we have these big, giant foam...
microphones.
Microphone covers, whatever you call them. Windscreens, I guess?
You know more than me.
Yeah, windscreens. And how many episodes in do you think until we burn one of these things with the cigar?
One.
You think this episode we're going to burn it?
It'll happen. I think it'll happen.
Shall we show our ashtray?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll to be improved, but...
So this is our ashtray.
What is it?
It's a Devron 12, which is a whiskey. Lid. It's a Devron 12. Lid. Why is that funny?
Shout out to potential sponsors.
And what are we drinking right now?
Talisker.
We're supposed to be talking about Liverpool right now.
Yeah, well, you
cheers.
Went off.
Cheers. I did go off on a tangent. I did.
You got to give it up to him for that first goal, though. What a goal.
That was, yeah, it was
who
a great
what's
goal.
His name? Do you know his last name?
Oh. No. No.
It was a goal, though, man. It was a nice shot. It was a nice shot.
It was a great shot.
Beat out Liverpool's defense. It's not easy.
Talking to the microphone, please.
It's not easy.
Oh, see, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear nice. Nice close talking. That goal, it was unstoppable, that goal, by whatever his name was. If we had internet in here, we don't have internet, so we can't. Yet. We're going to get it. We need things called Wi-Fi extenders to get internet in this joint, but... In this high-end studio that we have.
I think it's great.
I think it's awesome, too. But that goal, the move to get away from Trent, was ridiculous. It was awesome. And then the strike was a fury strike.
You said it was off his weak foot, too, right?
It was off his weak foot.
Off his weak foot.
Yeah. So that was like, I have to say, during this whole game, Liverpool got unlucky. I mean, it was a great game to watch. It was awesome. I was so excited. But that could have or should have been 5-1, 6-1, who knows? Or maybe even, you know, Newcastle could have scored another. The one guy who shanked the goal. Excuse me.
Wow.
Excuse me. Hopefully the camera didn't, the microphone didn't pick that up.
Yeah, it did.
But that was, Trent had two chances. One, which was, I don't know how it didn't
went
go in the net.
Legs. Went through the goalie's legs and then somehow he kicked
Rabo
it out.
Rabo almost scored, should have scored, you know, it could have very well been 7-1. And then we had that goal, the Newcastle goal. I'm not calling it lucky by any stretch. It was an awesome bit of skill by whatever his name is. But
getting quality people.
Yeah, like I'm not blaming Trent for that goal is what I'm saying. Because I love Trent so much.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to give it up to Trent because like you know that... I wonder if Trent knows, and I don't really know how much research they do, but you got to know their dominant foot, right? If the commentators know that that's his weak foot. So where did you see Trent lined up against that shot? He was on his right side or left side.
Yes.
Left foot dominant.
Yes.
So you kind of give it up to Trent for being like, all right, he read that player right, but he made such a good move that resulted in a goal.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's one of those moves that if you can nail down, it's unstoppable. Like if you're a player who can, I guess Coutinho did this back in the day before you were a fan, but like just to push the ball out and fire it. Mm. If you could do that, I mean, it's almost unstoppable. And that goal, I mean, he hit it so flush, there was no stopping it, you know. But yeah, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the next, like I said, the next 70 minutes of that game was just, awesome.
It was a good game.
Awesome to watch. And who is the man of that freaking game? Bobby Firmino. Bobby Firmino. You can scream, Bobby Firmino! Bobby Firmino! We're waking up my whole family right now.
I know, I feel bad.
That's all right.
I don't feel bad. I love
Sorry,
this.
Guys.
I love this too much.
I know, sorry, guys. We're recording this very late. What time is it?
Oh, it's like 11:30 at night.
11:30?
It's 11:30. 11:55. Oh, boy.
To show you our dedication, it's 11:55 at night. You just came back from Florida. We're in New Jersey right now. You just came back from Florida. I have my wife and two little children sleeping about 30 feet from us. Mm-hmm. And we're still out here.
Chanting.
Drinking whiskey.
Yeah, I got to work in 5 hours.
You got to work in 5 hours.
Skirt,
I got to work in about 17 hours, so I'm all right.
That's nice.
I'll do all right.
Live the life.
But yeah, we can't get through this talk without mentioning Bobby Firmino. Oh my goodness, what a game. What a game he had. And you know what, too? Obviously, when he came on, he made the biggest difference in the world, but... He came on around the 35th. I forget when Origi got injured, but to Liverpool's credit, at the 20th minute of that game, 25th minute, they started to turn things around without Firmino coming in. You know, they had a whole new setup. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a professional, but they had, I think, Mane basically playing Firmino's position, and then they had Origi, Salah. I forget. I shouldn't be talking about this. But basically, with that positioning, I'm like, oh, I was blaming their poor performance on the position. No, after 20 minutes, they turned it around. They started hitting them hard, as usual. Then Firmino came on and, you know.
Directed it, though.
He directed it. He's so important to this team. I mean, that was, he was just having fun out there. I mean, the look on, when he gave that ball to Salah for the third goal.
Oh, the third goal.
The best goal of the game, in my opinion. He did that little double back flick, whatever the heck you call that. He just did it, and then looked behind him. Like, I don't know. It was just the look on his face was like, he was having a great time out there.
He's just playing.
Can you imagine doing that? Being on the outside of the 18 and doing that with all these players who are paid millions and millions of dollars around you, and you're making them look like high schoolers.
No. That's what I said when I saw it. I was like, he just did that in the middle of a game. Like, he pulled that off in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
Like, if that's not a top 10 highlight. If that's not a top 10 highlight, I don't know what is. And then he had that other one to Genie. It didn't result in a goal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was to Genie or to Robbo?
It was to Genie. It was to Genie, but.
And he had that like one touch over the defenders inside the box. And it was beautiful.
Oh, no. You're thinking of the one to Robbo. You're thinking of, yep, Firmino gets the ball. He flips it over the defender's head. And Robbo could have easily scored. I mean, he was so upset at himself.
He was unlucky.
He hugged that post like, what the heck's going on? But no, I thought you were talking about Genie Wijnaldum's chance.
Dude, excuse me. You gotta control that.
It's the Talisker's fault.
You gotta control that. But no.
Listen, people, we talk about pubes on this podcast. You know,
you write poems about pubes. I write poems on this about pubes.
Yeah. That was a good one,
though. Potential Anfield Humidor merchandise coming your way. Just saying.
Who's wearing a shirt that says the word pubes on it? Someone.
This guy. This guy right here is going to wear that shirt.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, that Wijnaldum little, he gets the ball. I don't know from who. Oh, and it was a hard pass. I think it was from Robbo. Scratching my head. I don't remember who it was from, but he gets that ball. It was whipped at him too hard.
He had that one touch, though.
Yeah, he was whipped at him too hard. He touched it once to settle it. Before it ever touched the ground, he flicks it just like last year when he scored that goal.
Yeah.
Oh. And it was from the same position on the field and the same angle.
Was that in the Champions League?
I don't remember. I'm not sure, but Wijnaldum had quite a Champions League run.
Yeah, he did.
Shout out to the 4-0 win over Barca. Oh, my goodness.
Him and Divock, baby.
I can't stop talking about that game. Are we going to mention that game every podcast?
I hope so.
We are the champions!
Champions of Europe!
Oh, man, you did
it. I don't want to yell.
Just yell! Oh, my goodness. This guy's getting too soft on
too
me.
Soft.
You know?
Too soft.
He goes to Florida. He goes to Disney. How was Mickey? Was Mickey fun?
Hey, I have some stories about...
Should we get into the stories? Hold on. Disney. Is it story time?
I don't know if it's... story time with Uncle Brian.
Is it story time? We're only 16 minutes in right now. Oh, that's lovely. Anything else to say about that game? I mean,
It was a good game.
It was a thing of beauty.
I think I predicted 3-1 in the last episode.
Someone's going to have to verify that.
I think I did.
I think he predicted 3-0.
I said 3-1, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did. And I think I called the players that scored.
I don't think you did. I think you're wrong.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm right now busy relighting my cigar because I was so busy talking about Liverpool.
But do you know how Disney was, Brian?
How was it?
I saw probably 15 Liverpool fans.
Did you really? Oh, quote unquote fans.
And I would go up to them and I would go 6 times and they'd hide their kids. Like I was crazy. Like, dude. I'd go 6 times. They'd go, oh, like they'd jump back. Like I was attacking them. I'm like, you're not excited.
Now, let me ask you a question. When some freaky man, some freaky red bearded man comes up to you in Disney and says 6 times, what do you say?
6 times, baby. That's ale, right. Ale, ale.
That's right.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
I don't...
He could be homeless with a knife in his hand and he went 6 times. I'd be like, yeah, bro.
Champions, that's you're right. Up. That's what I would
remember
do.
That guy in the Blaze Pizza, too, with the Liverpool jersey?
You go 6 times, they just walk by you.
Yeah, you get a lot of that in the States here.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I think people are fans of wearing European jerseys in the States, right? Like you get a lot of Real Madrid, Arsenal. A lot of Barcelona, Arsenal. Did I say Barcelona?
You said Barcelona, Arsenal.
Barcelona. That's the Talisker talking, people. Cheers.
But no, man, I would see these fans. I say fans with quotes. Uh-huh. I met one that was kind of into it.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, Champions League. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. And then he goes, did the season start? And I go, yeah, man, we're on the top of the table.
And he was wearing a jersey?
A Liverpool jersey. It was a Gerrard jersey. Like the old, yeah. The old with the Carlsberg.
Nice.
It was nice. It was nice. But see, what does that do? What does that do if you don't know anything? Like, did the season start yet?
Like I said, it's a style. People just like wearing European jerseys.
I don't like it.
I have to say, I don't like it either, but I was a victim of that 7 years, 8 years ago, before I was a Liverpool fan.
Yeah. Well, you've changed.
But I was still a Premier League. Like, if I was wearing a Premier League, I did have an Arsenal jersey. I've since burned it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I would wear a jersey, before I had a team to actually root for, I at least knew everything about the Premier League. I was watching it every single weekend, you know? But, that's so annoying. I just can't, you know, I don't know. It's annoying. I can't walk up to someone and say, oh, man, Liverpool. You know what? Where that's different, though? New York City.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. New York City.
The host, everybody.
Yeah, the host.
Co-host
right,
of Bourbon.
Right after we won 4-0 in that Barcelona game to take us through to the final.
Yep.
Final? Final.
Yes.
I was wearing a Liverpool jersey in Brooklyn, and two guys came up to me. But they both weren't American. They were both foreign.
Excuse me.
They were both foreign.
You sound foreign right now.
What's up?
You sound foreign.
I sound foreign. Hey, man, I'm drinking a lot of,
one glass of.
That changed from a Russian accent to an Italian.
You don't know what planet you're on.
No, I'm gone. But yeah, they, you know, in New York City, they knew what they were talking about. Most other places, no
idea. But I feel like that's, those are where we go to fan clubs. We go to Liverpool fan clubs when we go to New York City. You know, we love Carragher's. Yeah. We love Boot Room.
Yep.
We love 11th Street Bar. Those are all, like, the people in there are actual fans that know what's going on.
Right.
So
right.
It kind of sucks when you see what you think is an actual fan when you're out and about traveling or working.
Right.
And you're like, Liverpool, baby, you'll never walk alone. And they're like, okay. What is that?
Like what? Oh, that's right. I'm wearing a Liverpool jersey. Yeah, yeah. They always do that same face. They go, oh, that's right. I'm wearing a Liverpool jersey. Yeah. I got to act like I know what I'm talking about.
It sucks. Yeah. You hate to see it.
Yeah, you do hate to see it. You know, what are you going to do? So that was a crazy game. That was an awesome game to watch. Can't wait for Napoli Tuesday. And we actually have to decide, how are we going to run this podcast?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a new podcast. This is our 7th episode, which is pretty, that's impressive. I'm happy with that. Are we going to do this every game or once a week?
I hope once a game. We did an international break.
Yeah.
Once a week. I'm sorry. I hope once a week.
So you hope once a week instead of every game. For example, there's a Napoli game on Tuesday.
Yeah, both. Both. Like if there's a Napoli game on Tuesday and there's a Liverpool game on Saturday, I think it is this week, or a Premier League game Saturday,
right?
Do a short one on the Champions League and do
okay. So that's two podcasts.
One. That's fine.
What's wrong with
two podcasts?
Nothing.
That's an excuse to hang out, smoke cigars, and drink Talisker.
Nah, that's a good point.
Come on,
it's a darn good point. So I'll see you Tuesday night.
I'll see you Tuesday night. I'll be here.
Oh, that's great. Can we just, let's read this review real fast, because we said anyone who reviews our show, we're going to read it on the podcast, and we got a review, which I suspect is from someone we know, but
the username,
but you can't be too sure. Okay. This review is by Squishy Nips, and here's the review. This podcast is possibly the most clever, infectious listening I've ever heard. The hosts feed off each other in a way that other podcasters struggle to do. These guys do it so naturally, I can't get enough. Keep up the good work, guys, and bet the house on Liverpool to win the Premier League this year, baby. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, just like our family. Our family loves exclamation points, people. Yeah, so that's cool.
It's a nice review.
Yeah, the name Squishy Nips is interesting. I suspect it's someone you know, given the name.
You don't know. You don't know any people with squishy nips.
No, I don't. I don't.
No, but thank you for the review.
Yeah, that's
love
cool.
It. Every single review will be read on here. So
yes.
Thank
absolutely.
You for it.
All right, let's go right into poetry. Let's do it.
Poetry in the Dodge Ram.
What are we gonna do?
Poetry in the Dodge Ram. Tra la 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 la. Poetry in the Dodge Ram. Tra la 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 la. Poetry in the Dodge Ram. Tra la 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 la. We're the best, two best friends in the garage.
Yes, we are. Cheers, bro. Cheers. How much did we redline that? I'm sure we redlined that.
I don't know what redline is.
All right, you have two poems.
Yeah.
So you're going to start with your worst one. No, start. Okay.
No, I'm going to read them both. I like them too much.
No, I'm saying read one, then I'm going to read mine, and then you're going to read the last one.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant only read one.
No. Read your worst one first.
All right.
Then I'll read my only one. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
So you broke the veil on the poetry in the Dodge Ram here. You broke the veil.
That's right. That's what I want to
say. You broke the veil in the poetry in the Dodge Ram here, uh-huh. and you introduced the limericks.
Uh-huh.
So that got me like looking up other kinds of poetry mm-hmm. that I didn't know about before, and I looked up haikus.
Okay.
You ever heard of a haiku?
I have.
You gonna burp again before I do
no,
my poem?
Okay. Solid.
So I wrote two haikus. Haikus are like Japanese, I want to say. Oriental.
Some sort of ease.
Ease. Okay. So they're Japanese, maybe Chinese, but they're a five-syllable, seven-syllable, five-syllable poem. So it's all done by the syllable count. First verse is five, or first line is five, second line seven, and then the third line is five, and that's it.
Do they have to rhyme?
No. No. It's just the way it flows.
Okay.
So I'll start with my one about Liverpool.
Go right into the mic.
Yeah, I'll start with my one about Liverpool, and then I'll end on the one about you. All right. City was the best. They were better than the rest. Yet we're up 5 points.
that's awesome. I love it. I want to ask you to do it again, but I'm afraid.
You always want me to read it twice. You always want me to read it twice.
Because I want to engulf it.
I'll read it twice. Go ahead. I don't mind. City was the best. They were better than the rest. Yet we're up 5 points.
That's so
we're up 5
stupid.
Points, baby.
Oh, that's crazy. That City game, man. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Shout out to everybody that supports Norwich.
Yeah, for real.
That was a big one.
You know what? I'm afraid
that
now.
That might have been the season.
I'm afraid to go to Norwich now.
I'm not.
You're not?
Not with our strikers. Are you
right.
kidding me?
All right.
We got it dialed.
Okay.
Bring on your Norwich
City. Tra-la-la-la-la.
There you go.
Bring on your Norwich City. Not going to end it. Okay.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
He failed me. Okay, my poem. My poem's a limerick. Maybe we should start naming our poems, although that's more work to do. Okay. Bring it down. Firmino's feet flew like a dove. Newcastle tried to give him a shove. Virgil attempted a belter. Newcastle ran for shelter. But alas, the ball rose high above.
That one's nice.
Like that?
Yeah, you brought
some serious. That was after Virgil took that shot in that last game. That was just way over the bar from far away. I'm defender of the year. I'm player of the year. I'm doing whatever I want.
Like I don't care.
Yeah, like he doesn't care.
Do you want to read it again?
I do want to read
it again.
Go
ahead.
Yeah. Firmino's feet flew like a dove. Newcastle tried to give him a shove. Virgil attempted a belter. Newcastle ran for shelter, but alas, the ball rose high above.
I like it.
Thank you.
It like settles my soul.
Thank you, yeah.
Just thinking about that game.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I want to hear this one.
All right, my second haiku.
Keep your cigar lit.
Remember, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Okay.
Brian is my friend. We hang out in his Dodge Ram, but he is a dick. I couldn't know that.
You ruined that.
No, I didn't.
You did. You had to be.
It's so good.
You had to. You
me,
had. Yeah.
Hold on, no, ask
I'm
going to
give,
again.
I'm gonna give you a second chance All in right. that one. Go ahead.
Second chance.
I'm going to give you a second chance. You got to read it. Go ahead.
Brian is my friend.
Go ahead.
We hang out in his Dodge Ram, but he is a dick.
See?
These are so much fun.
I know.
They're
the
too
best.
Much fun. You can't not have fun with these.
You needed to read that. You needed to finish that with
I
a straight face. I know.
I can't.
I couldn't either.
I'm looking at you. If I was
know.
Looking there, I could.
Yeah, you should have looked at the camera.
I know. I'll do that next
Try
time.
Try it. Do it one more time.
We're going to read this three times.
Three times we're going to read this. You can look into the camera. Don't look at me.
All right. Brian is my friend.
Okay, he's not going to read it three times. He can't do it. He's done.
Poetry in the Dodge Ram, everybody.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's my favorite segment on any podcast ever.
Yeah.
This is the best thing I've ever done in my life, I think.
I agree. All right, let's get to this contest winner. Then we'll get into our top three, worst three. And then anything else you want to talk about, we're good, or we can go home. Go to sleep. Or sit here for two more hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, sit here, finish these cigars, and drink some whiskey.
All right, so we have a contest winner. Chris S. has won, and I have written down here, he has won something.
He called your goal?
You
didn't even tell the goal.
I'm going to tell it right now.
Oh, okay.
Not a goal.
The tackle.
Yeah, top tackle of the game. Virgil van Dijk, the 57th minute and 20 seconds, roughly. It was when Virgil stayed up in the box for a while.
Train wreck.
Excuse me. Virgil stayed up in the box for a while, and there was a Newcastle break that Fabinho couldn't stop. And who comes to the rescue? Virgil van Dijk. He's our center half. He's our number four. Watch him defend. Watch him score.
He'll pass the ball. Call him as you like.
He's Virgil van Dijk.
He's Virgil van Dijk.
Okay. So he came back and did like a little hook tackle. Oh, it was a great, great timing for that tackle. So that was my favorite tackle. And Chris S., I'm not going to say his last name.
Where's he from?
I'm not going to say that either.
Okay.
Chris S. That's right. It.
Anonymous.
We will email you details asking you where you live, what your family's names are.
What's your social?
And then we're going to send you a measly $5 prize.
That's not measly. That means something.
I know.
That means something.
Yeah, we'll sign it. Whatever we send them, we'll sign
it. These cost $5 too, but we spend
$800. What costs
iPhones. They're all cheap.
Yeah.
Made to break.
Yeah, that's
true. $5 means a lot.
Speaking of that, I need a new one. All right, top three, worst three. What do we got?
My top three first?
What were my top three again?
Wow. Top three Liverpool duos you want to see before a shot on goal.
Okay. So shall I go first? Shall you go first?
All right.
The top three. So I have to start with the least.
Number three.
All right.
You're so bad at planning.
But I didn't think about it the whole time.
You can't multitask.
No, I know. I'm not.
You got to think while you talk.
But I like to put all my brain power into the mic.
And then you burp.
And then I burp, yeah. But whose cigar is still lit?
Mine.
Who just dropped their cherry on their leg?
You.
Me. I love talking into these mics because I can hear it in my ears. This is our worst podcast ever.
I don't think so.
I think it's the best.
I think the studio might have taken us for a little. Everything's new.
It is.
This is all new.
It is.
We're not looking over there.
We don't need to look over there.
Okay.
No, we don't need to.
Just as long as we're talking into the mics.
As long as we're talking to each other, that's fine. All right, so my top three players, or top three duo, I want to see in the box. Okay. I'm going to go with my third is going to have to be, I can duplicate players, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just the top three duos. Just don't duplicate duos.
All right, my number three have to be Firmino and Divock.
Okay.
That's got to be my number three.
Okay.
Because Firmino will give the ball to Divock, and Divock we'll put the ball in the net. It's as simple as that.
All right.
Okay. That's my two. That's my three. My two has to be Divock, not Divock, Firmino, and Mane. Because they're both ridiculous. And, you know.
Just the scoring.
It's going to get in the net.
The scoring chances that
it's going to get in the net, yeah. Because even if Firmino in that duo, if Firmino messes up, maybe doesn't give the best ball to Mane. Mane can make something out of nothing, as we've seen in today's game. I mean, not out of nothing, but he got that ball from Rabo. That quick ball. He turned, barely did. First of all, the ball wasn't perfect to him. It was kind of past his foot, and he settled it and just ripped it in the corner. Composed himself and ripped it in the corner. I mean, that's crazy. So that's two because of that. All right. But when it comes to the two I want to see in the box every single time, Firmino and Salah. And I noticed Firmino's been in all three of those.
Yeah.
Because Firmino's the man, unselfish and selfish when he has to be. I think between Firmino, Salah, and Mane, I think Firmino makes the best decisions. So he'll receive the ball, he'll pass it when he needs to, he'll shoot it when he needs to. And I think the combo of him and Salah are the most creative combo. The things they try together, for example, Saturday's game against Newcastle. When Salah gave Firmino for the third goal, when Salah gave Firmino the ball, he didn't not expect to get that ball back. He fully expected to get that ball back. He gave Firmino the ball, even though Firmino's back was to where he ran. He just ran that direction.
Yeah, he knew it.
And he got the ball. And, you know, he knew he was getting that ball because of how he received the ball. He received it like he knew he was going to get it. Mm. And they have an understanding like that. And that is special. So those are that's my top.
You know what's crazy in all three of your duos? Uh-huh. Is Firmino's the one passing the ball.
Yeah. I know.
Yet he scores goals.
Yet he scores goals.
But I'm saying the fact that it's just funny that, because I probably would have said the same things. Uh-huh. I would have put maybe like a Trent to Divock in there just because I really like seeing that happen.
I mean, that's something I didn't even think about.
The Champions League.
That's something I didn't think about was like, would be like a Rabo to Firmino.
Yeah.
Or a Trent to Divock.
Yeah. Trent to Salah.
You know what? You know what a good one is?
Henderson.
This is my number four.
Is
Trent to Mane. Because Mane, last season, the amount of times he received the ball from across from Trent to Rabo and just headed it in, he's not a tall player. I mean, I don't know how tall he is, but he's short. Definitely not. He's not the tallest.
Senegalese men are known for their height.
Yeah.
Very short.
Right. Very short. What is he, 5'10", maybe?
Probably.
Something like that. And he scored a lot of headers last season.
Yeah, 5'10".
He scored a lot of 5'10". He scored a lot of headers, but it was only from those balls. Like, he's not going to score headers from a corner kick where these giant defenders are on him the whole time. It's those quick Trent balls where Trent balls. Trent balls is a funny statement. It's those quick balls from Trent. Still funny. Where Trent receives that ball and does a diagonal cross where no one expects. It's a counterattack cross. And Mane can maneuver his body and get those in. So that's my number four. You asked for three, I gave you four. I'm making up for last week. I gave you two, I give you four.
That's good.
All right,
that's
you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. My top three for you. We said it before, but I'm saying it again. Your top three comedians that you have seen together. Mm-hmm. You've went once without me, right?
I've been like twice without you, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, to the famous Comedy Cellar in New York City. So that's the Comedy Cellar that's on the FX show Louie. Mm. All right, it's on a lot of other shows.
Village, right?
It's in the Greenwich Village, McDougal Street. Yep, and there's three comedy clubs there. There's the McDougal Street Comedy Cellar. That's the original. That's the smallest. Fat Black Pussycat might be the smallest.
It might be.
Whichever, but that's the original. All right, and then you have the Village Underground, which is the biggest, probably the most well put together.
Yeah,
because it was done as an afterthought, and the space. And then the Fat Black Pussycat. And the Fat Black Pussycat and the Underground are just around the corner from the McDougal Street one. Go ahead. I'll stop talking
now. No, it's good. you got to help me with names on my number two and my number one.
Okay.
But my number three is Dave Attell.
Dave Attell, really?
Yeah. Dave Attell was great. Did I see him with you? Were we together with
you
that show?
You saw him once with me and I think once with your wife.
Yeah. So Dave Attell is hysterical.
Yeah.
His level of crowd work is, I don't know if you guys like comedians, but the way he works, like, comedians are kind of graded on a few things, like how they develop jokes, how they work the crowd, and then how they can tell a story. I think that's how, like, I would rate the development of comedians.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can develop a good story and get audiences interested and then deliver it, like, Louis C.K. does that so well. I've never
Bill
seen
Burr.
It. Bill Burr does that incredibly. Even Sebastian. Kevin Hart. I don't like Kevin Hart that much, but he's the way he gets the audience, Aziz, the way they get their audience in, like, enveloped in this story. Mm. That's Dave Attell, definitely just for the crowd work alone. Like, he was hysterical when I saw him.
Before you continue, I got to give Dave Attell probably one of the best joke writers in comedy.
He's so funny.
And it's a shame because he's the type of joke writer like Todd Barry, where they just spit jokes out the whole time. So they can only come up with so much. Like, those guys can't put specials out every year because they're jokes. Jokes are hard to write. Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Sebastian Maniscalco, Kevin Hart, they're storytellers. They could put out specials every year because of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a shame. That's the way it goes.
I love Dave Attell. Yeah, I think he's so funny.
He's one of my favorites.
And then number two, do you remember she's an African-American woman? She's hysterical and she comes on with a joke about, like, being single or just getting into a new relationship.
Was it the lady we saw at the Fat Black Pussycat?
Yeah.
The kind of younger one?
She's skinny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, cute. I don't remember her name, but yeah. I've seen her twice. I saw her once with you and once with Brianna.
She was on the Todd Berry podcast recently.
Yes, yeah. That one. Uh-huh. Do you know her name?
I don't. It's a funky name. I can't look it up. We got no internet.
Goodness.
I know, it's bad.
I want to know her name.
I might be able to get it real fast. Real fast. Let's see.
Because she comes out with jokes about being back in the dating game at like 30, and she's dating like a 21-year-old, and just the age differential between the millennials and the people that actually know what they're talking about. She's so funny.
I think I got her.
What is it?
I think it's Zaneb Johnson.
Can I see? Do you have a photo of her? Oh, that's not important. Was she on the Todd Berry podcast?
She was, yeah.
And that's probably her.
Probably.
Zaneb. No, it's good. Zaneb Johnson.
Yeah, Zaneb Johnson. It's Z-A-I-N-A-B Johnson.
Okay. So she's hysterical. Okay. If that's who we're talking about here.
Pretty sure
I'm pretty sure it's her. Yeah, it sounds super familiar. And then...
It's not Jacqueline Novak, right?
No.
Jacqueline Novak is the girl that opened up for Anthony Jeselnik when we saw him in Cal Basie.
I didn't see her because I had to wait in a line to get two beers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I had to wait in a line for about
Okay, number two.
That was number two.
All right, what's your number one? I'd love to guess your number one.
Guess it.
Mateo Lane?
No.
Judah Friedlander?
No.
I meant to write him down as well. I meant to write him down.
We went to the Comedy Cellar one night, just a fluke kind of thing, I think, after a job. And this Norwegian comedian came out. Please find his name. He deserves a proper shout out.
I can't. I have no internet.
There's no shot.
No shot.
We're gonna record something and edit it in.
No.
Can we do that?
No.
We're gonna write it in the description of the podcast.
There you go.
We can do that. So we're going to tag the description of the podcast.
Yes.
He is a Norwegian comedian that performs in the Comedy Cellar, and he doesn't speak... I don't know if it's his bit, but he doesn't speak fluent English. He just speaks broken English. So he comes out with this dumb look on his face the whole time.
Hook me up.
Yeah, I got you. He comes out with this dumb look on his face the whole time, and he just goes... Some people say I have a concerning face. He's just like, I hope to be the cool guy at the barbecue.
Yeah.
The best comedian I've ever seen. I think you and I were in tears the whole time that he was on stage.
The second he opened his mouth.
I was done.
It's more like because you don't expect it. And the second he opened his mouth, we were done.
That was so funny.
Done. We were keeled over. That was at the McDougal Street.
Yeah.
You know, we're 10 feet from this guy. Keeled over.
I couldn't breathe.
I couldn't breathe. And he even has a bit in his act where he says, a lot of people say they can't breathe from laughter. That's literally how he speaks. And we're not doing him justice whatsoever.
No.
We can't do his jokes.
Give him a listen. Please check the podcast description because it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
He is hysterical. That's the problem with the Comedy Cellar is you go to see these real comics perform. There are people that move to New York City to just pursue comedy. So they come on these late night shows. They get paid nothing in hopes of making it big.
I think they make $50 a spot.
Yeah, they make nothing. And that's what's so good about the Comedy Cellar. Like, it's good to go see big ticket comedians, see your Rogan, see your Aziz's, go see, I don't know, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Say that five times fast.
Sebastian Maniscalco. But he's huge now, so it's good to see those guys too. But I don't know, shout out to the little guys. So we got to get that name.
You know, not so much a shout out to the little guys, but a shout out to comedy clubs. Because, for example, there are comedians that I actually don't like. Like, I've only seen their hour-long specials. I listen to them, and I go, not for me. They drop into the Comedy Cellar, and it's a different ballgame. Something about being in an intimate room, and comedians tell you this all day long, being in that room with only, you only want 100 people, you want 150 people, you want a small room, you want to be packed in tight, you want low ceilings, and it's got to be cold. Can't be hot. For some reason, if the audience is hot, it doesn't work out.
They're not going to laugh.
It's got to be cold. For whatever reason, it's got to be cold. It makes it so much different. Prime example, not to name a name, but I'm gonna. Aziz Ansari.
Mm.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
At the Comedy Cellar, amazing. His new special, utter crap.
Yeah, no good.
No good.
No good.
No good. But doesn't mean you shouldn't go see him.
It has a lot to do with the production of that, though. That the
no,
production
it has a lot to do because he's too sensitive.
Oh, when he came out and apologized for...
Why are you apologizing, bro? Were you arrested for anything?
No.
No.
Don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
You didn't do anything.
And if you're going to apologize like Louis C.K. has done, he has apologized for being a pervert. He did it funny. He was funny
he
about
made
it.
A joke.
Aziz did not make a joke about it. He just said he apologized and moved on with his act. Horrible.
Yeah, not funny.
That is not the way.
And your comedy special isn't the spot for that. Like,
no.
Don't, if you're going to make a sincere apology, I'm all about it. Do what you want to do on Twitter.
Absolutely.
Do what you want to do on your social media pages. Do what you want to do on your websites. But, like, don't do it in not like in the beginning. That was like 5 minutes into his special. So he had the crowd laughing. He started his stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, low lights, sit down on a bench. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry to the woman I offended. Like, it's not funny. It's not funny. I'm not here for that. I'm here to laugh.
And then, at the end of his special, he didn't end it funny. He ended it with another story about offending people. And you're a comedian. Yeah. I'm there to go watch you laugh. I'm sorry. I'm there to go laugh. You know, watch you be funny. I hope he just recovers from this.
That's why Bill Burr is one of my favorites.
Exactly, because he goes hard in the other direction.
Never
when
apologize.
People get sensitive, he goes harder. And that's how you have to be.
They're part of this group of comics that are like, you either laugh about it or you get out. Don't you're not welcome here. Like that's the comedy that I love.
100%. All right, so before we end this, we have the Napoli game coming this Tuesday.
Okay. I'm excited.
What's your work schedule Tuesday?
I'm going to watch the Napoli game, and then probably while I'm at work. I'm
but when do you,
7 to 4, and then I'm going to come over, and we're going to
So Tuesday night you can podcast?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
We'll be back Wednesday. Episode will drop Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. So we're going to try to do this every game. Might be tough, but we could do it.
And if there's no game, every week.
If there's no game, just like that international break, beauty we
every
sent
week.
Out. Anything else to say to the fans?
Like, subscribe, and hit us with a review.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in a couple days.
All right.
Have a good couple days, people.
I don't want to end it.
I don't want to end it. This is too much fun. Let's record the intro.